KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The state corporation spearheading an effort to build a $44 billion natural gas pipeline between the North Slope and Nikiski says it's finalizing an agreement with a private company to lead the project. Alaska Gasline Development Corporation President Frank Richard shared the development during an energy press conference with Governor Mike Dunleavy yesterday in Anchorage.
Today, after 10 years of planning, engineering, and permitting, I'm announcing that AGDC has reached an exclusive framework agreement with a qualified energy company to privately lead and fund the development of the Alaska LNG project.
Richard says AGDC won't release the name of the company until a final agreement is reached, but he says the company has, quote, extensive U.S. and international natural gas and LNG experience.
The terms of the framework agreement have been negotiated. The next step is for both parties to create legally binding development agreements that will move the project forward.
It's been roughly a month since Alaska's state-run energy development agency okayed a $50 million line of credit to update the project's engineering and design work. Richard said yesterday that the move was, quote, critical to the framework agreement, which they hope to finish soon.
The sooner that this project gets underway, the sooner Alaskans benefit from our North Slope natural gas for the long-term benefits.
Construction of the 800-mile pipeline has been floated for decades, but high costs and questionable demand have hindered progress. It got new life after Russia's invasion of Ukraine sent some countries in Europe looking to diversify their energy sources. And Dunleavy has celebrated what he anticipates will be a more accommodating federal government once President-elect Donald Trump is sworn in later this month. Yesterday, Dunleavy said he thinks there's a, quote, real opportunity for the project. Richard says he expects to announce a final agreement within the next few months. Then, he says work could start on a front-end engineering and design, the last step before any construction could start. A teenage boy from Aniak has died after going through the ice on a snow machine upriver from Kalskag on Saturday evening, according to Alaska State Troopers. The boy, 15-year-old Cole Gilila, was riding with another boy on a snow machine on the Kuskokwim River ice around 8 miles above Kalskag on Saturday evening. Troopers say they received a report just after 6 p.m. that the snow machine had driven into an open hole, putting both boys in the water. Gilila disappeared under the ice. The other boy, who has not been publicly identified, was able to get out of the water and was taken to the Kalskag Clinic by a truck traveling on the river. According to troopers, the boy was cold but uninjured. Search and rescue volunteers from Aniak and Kalskag recovered Gilila's body a couple of hours later. Troopers say Gilila's next of kin have been notified and that his body will be sent to the state medical examiner after being transported to Aniak. This is a developing story and may be updated with additional information. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Get your weekly look at the trends, policies, and issues that impact your wallet in Alaska with the Alaska Economic Report. With me, Ava White, on your local public radio station each week.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. President Biden announced yesterday that he's banning new offshore oil and gas leasing in large swaths of federal water. The ban covers all of the East Coast, the coast off Washington, Oregon, and California, and the eastern portion of the Gulf of Mexico. It also includes one section off Alaska in the northern Bering Sea. As Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports, it's not clear President-elect Donald Trump can easily undo the action.
Biden called the Northern Bering Sea a vital ecosystem that supports traditional ways of life. Alaska Native organizations representing more than 70 tribes in western Alaska and the Bering Straits area issued a joint statement celebrating the announcement. Anna Rose MacArthur is a marine advocate at Kuwerik, a tribal nonprofit based in Nome. She says tribes have been requesting this for 40 years.
So this is a huge accomplishment that's shared across generations, really, of working towards this moment. So it's really exciting.
Tribal leaders say protecting the area from drilling safeguards the fish, birds, and marine mammals they depend on for food and to sustain their culture. The Alaska region subject to the ban has no oil and gas development underway, and the industry is not clamoring to get into it. The ban adds to an offshore withdrawal then-President Obama made when he created the Northern Bering Sea Climate Resilience Area in 2016. Both Obama and Biden used a portion of a 1953 law to withdraw the areas. Incoming President Donald Trump told talk show host Hugh Hewitt he'll reverse the ban.
It's ridiculous. I'll unban it immediately. I will unban it. I have the right to unban it immediately. What's he doing? Why is he doing it?
But it's not clear Trump can undo this without an act of Congress because the law doesn't have a provision for reversing a presidential withdrawal. In 2019, a U.S. District Court judge in Anchorage struck down Trump's attempt to reverse Obama's Bering Sea withdrawal. On Sunday, as news of the offshore ban leaked, Alaska's new congressman denounced Biden's action and the president personally. Representative Nick Begich wrote a social media post noting the importance of Cook Inlet gas to Alaskans. Biden's closure doesn't extend to Cook Inlet, a Begich spokeswoman said he knows that. A statement from his office Monday said he believes the federal government's opposition to oil and gas drilling diminishes the industry's interest in offshore leases, and he doesn't think a president should lock up resources by fiat. Senator Dan Sullivan also blasted Biden on Fox News.
I think the president Biden's legacy is going to be the worst president in American history in terms of American energy.
Biden, for all his emphasis on clean energy and protecting federal land, presided over a record boom in oil production. Senator Lisa Murkowski's reaction was more nuanced. In 2018, she and Sullivan asked then-President Trump's Interior Department to remove the entire Bering Sea region from upcoming lease sales. Now she acknowledges regional opposition to offshore drilling in the Bering Sea, but says Biden's ban is too sweeping and shouldn't have come so close to the end of his term. The ban leaves much of the Gulf of Mexico available for leases. That area is the source of 97% of the nation's offshore production. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
This is Alaska Public Media.
It's a beautiful morning.
Yes, it is a beautiful morning out here in paradise. The Young Rascals, that was the second concert I ever saw, a rock concert anyway. The first one I saw was Jefferson Airplane. Anyway, great fun back when I was 16, 17. Right now we have some Ernest Tubb coming at us with Till the End of the World. After that, Merle Haggard with It's Been a Great Christmas. I'm just kidding. It's Been a Great Afternoon. After that, It's Unwound. And of course, that's George Strait. Here's Ernest Tubb.
Till the stars in the sky cease to shine, till the sand in the desert grows cold, till the last petals fall from the roses, and the silver in your hat turns back to gold, till the sun and the moon hide in darkness, and we wait for that great light to shine. Oh, my darling, that's how long I will love you. Till the end of the world, you'll be mine. Sky cease to shine, till the sand in the desert grows cold, till the last petals fall from the roses, and the silver in your hat turns back to gold, the sun and the moon hide in darkness, and we wait for that great light to shine. Oh, my darling, that's how long I will love you. Till the end of the world, you'll be mine.
Sucking on lime, the sunrise chased the good times away, and good morning would have been the wrong thing to say, cause the pounding in the top of my head, hey, didn't leave me in it too soon. I can't say we've had a good morning, but baby, it's been a great afternoon. Well, you nursed me through the morning while I was really down. Then one rowdy afternooner got me up and around. Yes, last night we had one hell-raising time, but today won't be forgotten too soon. I can't say we've had a good morning, oh, but baby, it's been a great afternoon. Yes, sir. Well, you nursed me through the morning while I was really got me up and around. Yes, last night we had one hell-raising time. But today won't be forgotten too soon. I can't say we've had a good morning, but dang, it's been a great afternoon.
There'll Be Peace in the Valley, that's up next, and that's Red Foley. And then All of Me by Willie Nelson, and then South of Cincinnati, and that's the great Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord will come and call me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning's so bright, and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as black as the sea. Oh, yes.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness, no sorrow,
oh my Lord, in
no trouble I see.
There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb, oh yes, and the beast from the wild will be led by a child, and I'll be changed, changed from this creature that I am, oh yes.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness, no sorrow,
oh my Lord,
no trouble I see.
There will be peace in the valley for me.
Take all of me. Can't you see that I'm no good without you? Take my arms, I won't lose them. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry, and I know that I am no good without you. You took part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? No good without you. Take my arms, I won't lose them. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes to cry, and I know that I am no good without. You took part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Why not take all of me? Thank you. If you ever get south of Cincinnati, down where the dogwood trees grow. If you ever get south of Mason-Dixon to the home you left so long ago. If you ever get south of the Ohio River, down where Dixieland begins. If you ever get south of Cincinnati, I'll be yours again. She pulled the letter from the pages of her Bible, and a rose pressed inside the book of Luke. For 14 years she'd write each day but keep it hidden, refused to even speak his name, but still she wrote. If you ever get south of Cincinnati, down where the dogwood trees grow. If you ever get south of Mason-Dixon, to the home you left so long ago. If you ever get south of if you ever get to Cincinnati, I'll be yours again. In Chicago, a cigarette drowns inside a glass of gin. He lies there drunk, but it don't matter, drunk or sober. He'll never read the words that pride won't let her sing. If you ever get south of sin,
Mickey Newberry's next with The Future's Not What It Used to Be, and then Bob Hatcher with Sign, Sealed, and Delivered. After that, Sorry We Met, and that's Jimmy Rogers.
Mm-hmm. I left Decatur, hell bent to forget. Bought a ticket to Skowhegan, Maine. I wound up in Seattle, so drunk and so rattled. Lord, I'd caught the wrong train. Found some fast, easy women and some hard drinking men. I swore I'd drown a sorrow in me. I once had a lot, but the future was not what it used to be. The years, they went by, and I went steadily downhill till I had no place left to go. Made the missions by morning, made the dives every night, till I made a wreck of my body and soul. And then I met a lady, and in time she made me forget. Her love set me free. Oh, we didn't have a lot, but the future was not what it used to be. I never thought I would live to get old, for the past cut a hole deep in me. But there was the chance to be here a while longer. At least I wanted to be. Somebody told me she was in town. I found out today. Lord, how it hurts me to hear that she's down. But what else can I say? I know her sorrow, I know her pain. I know her need. I once loved her a lot, but the future's just not what it used to be.
Thank you. It's all that I have to offer. But darling, you know that it's true. I'm sealed and delivered. The postman will bring it to you. I thought perhaps you would keep it just for a while, don't you see? Oh, darling, please keep it forever. Without you, it's no good to me.
We got Roy Acuff up next with "It's Too Late Now to Worry Anymore." After that, Webb Pierce with "Don't Throw Your Life Away," and then Eddie Rabbit with "Driving My Life Away."
Things have changed a lot since first we met. I still recall the gingham dress you wore. That lovely night I'm trying to forget. It's too late now to worry anymore. Both simple vows we made were not to be. You'll never love me as you did before. Your tender smile no longer is for for me. It's too late now to worry anymore. Years that dim eyes have passed away and left me only memories of yore. You're gone and there is nothing left to say. It's too late now to worry anymore. Kind of love your heart was searching for. Forget about this aching heart of mine. It's too late now to worry anymore.
You say you wrong in life, and from it all your heart is bruised and torn. But God will forgive you, and darling, I will too. Just let me love you, don't throw your life away. You gave your heart for his fun, now the damage has been done. Don't wish you had never been born. For the mistake has been made, your love's too sweet to waste away. So let me love you, don't throw your life away. Shines you on the street, but let me love you, don't throw your life away. Come into my waiting arms, we'll fight life's bitter storms. My love in you, I'm not sorry for. If your love's not meant for me, then wrong I'll always be. Just let me love you, don't throw your life away. Rolling.
next on our list of hits, we have Do Die, and that's Johnny Dollar. After that, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with Linda Ronstadt with An American Dream. And then Michael Martin Murphy with A Long Line of Love.
Split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
bought a beautiful diamond ring, offered it to the sweetest thing I know, and she said she would take it. Started making some wedding plans. She looked at me and she took my hand and said, are you sure we can make it? I said, my granddad's still in love with my grandma. I said, my dad still thinks my mom's the sweetest thing he ever saw. I come from a long line of love when the times get hard. We don't give up. Forever's in my heart and in my blood. You see, I come from a long line of love. Years went by and we had a son. Now he thinks that he's found someone for him, and they're planning a wedding. He called me up on the phone today just to see what I had to say to him. Did I think he was ready? I said, oh, what his grandfather used to say to me. It's been handed down for ages. It runs in the family. You come from a long line of love. When the times get hard, we don't give up. Forever's in your heart and in your blood. Son, you come from
The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, bring it to the stage, the master of the telecaster, Albert Collins!
Thank you.
you please. I'm your ice man, lady. I'm so hot, I'm bound to free. I'm gonna cook up a little mustard.